opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. The drive is live. Welcome back, Rich, in the building. All right. So, Tyler, I was safe and easy when old Neil, but y'all were sitting there kind of sweating it out.
I didn't think I had a chance. When I looked up, there were 17, and I think two guys still had to go. I was like, this don't stand a chance. And hell, it almost
did.
But
you just had to beat, you know, one of our guys. Now, obviously, you knew after...
I was so confident, I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, I know.
Big jumper!
Yeah, you almost didn't make it. And I do believe... Now, we're going to adhere to the rules here, so you are hosting. And if you missed it yesterday, we had a little All-Star. We put a little action on the All-Star game in which... We each picked a guy. Tyler picked who ended up being the winner, Cal Raleigh, and I picked O'Neal Cruz.
I needed a win, guys.
Who led after the first round and hit the furthest balls all over the park all night. And then Clint picked Brent Roker. And Brent and Raleigh, finished their 17 apiece at the end, and they both hit home runs 477. So the tie usually, because they don't want to have them more swinging, the tie usually goes to whoever hits it the longest. And they hit it the same distance. And I heard Carl Ravage on ESPN say, fellas, it looks like if Matt Olson doesn't get over 17 and eliminate them, we're going to have a swing off.
Not so fast, my friend.
All right, swing off. Here we go. And then they came back and said, no, by decimals, Cal Raleigh edged him out.
What?
I mean,
and at that point, Clint was hosting the show. And let me tell you this.
Can I bring my dogs?
No.
Let me tell you this. Hold on. I'm telling the kids. They're rooting for, I don't know why they were being a-holes last night, but they started rooting against O'Neal Cruz. We're rooting against O'Neal Cruz. No, we want to give him a trampoline. I want to go over here. No, going up against, going for everybody else. And I said, well, Tyler and Clint, they got pools. They got swimming pools. They do? Come on, Neil. Come on, O'Neal.
Let's go, Big Dumper.
Come on, O'Neal Cruz.
that good time trumped old giving dad hell, didn't it?
That swimming pool trumped it. And I ain't gonna lie. I think you and Brent got screwed a little bit. That's got to be a swing off again, Tyler. We are going to adhere to the rules, and Clint clearly is hosting. But that should have been a swing off.
I mean, the thing is, and look, I'm fine with it. I mean, if you lose, you lose, and I lost.
Said, let's measure this thing out real.
I'm gonna bring my speedo.
I dare you to bring that speedo?
Oh, I'm bringing it.
He's all talk.
Well, you shook me up there. I'm thinking, should I
I'm bringing the speedo.
To see that or not?
Oh, that's a good point. Maybe I should wear the board shorts.
I mean, why wouldn't they just do another round of the three outs? That three outs or homer deal?
That would make sense.
I mean, the entertainment would have been there as well. You got more entertainment out of the first round than you ever expected.
They're trying to bring the swings down, but I think that's just a part of it. If you don't Like if you got to add to it to advance to the next round. And then that fool kept on. He ended up winning the whole damn thing after that. Then he got hot.
Well, I did. I'll be honest with you.
You were probably out after that, weren't you?
I was out definitely after that. But I was glad he went on. I thought as he was trying to pee down his leg in that first round. I'm thinking his daddy's pitching. His little brother, who, by the way, is taller than he is. You see that when he stood up?
The motivator.
His little brother's back there catching.
Stay big.
I mean, that's a cool story. I mean, for him to win it with Pops on the bump and little brother behind the plate is a cool story. It was the equivalent of the your major league debut.
By the way, we all missed on Junior. Junior, boy, he was out there launching himself.
Oh, yeah.
He hits that bad boy hard. He was out there launching them suckers. He was so tired. I didn't think he was going to make it to the end. But no, it was a cool story. I feel like Cal's dad wanted to untuck his shirt.
Did he? I didn't watch it all the way to the end. Did he end up doing it?
No, he didn't. I think he'd have been more comfortable, but I feel like it is baseball etiquette that he tuck his jersey in.
He's old head too.
Yeah, he looked like he wanted to untuck his jersey, and he could really get comfortable. I think it would have helped his performance. He was in there, boy. He was in there with that tough tuck.
Got to untuck it then, man.
There are some guys that I wonder, why are you tucking that shirt in?
I don't get it.
There are guys with, I mean, you know the guts I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, and it's T-shirts I got tucked in.
T-shirts or button-up shirts, and I obviously, clearly, this is just what they've always done.
Into them cargo
shorts. And
they
always
shorts.
Woke up and just tucked in their shirts, and they have them belts, them like little leather ones.
Yeah.
Then the little leather belts that roll through, and I'd just be like, man.
Probably some high white socks.
You about to sit down on this plane with this on? Come on, man. I know you want to untuck this thing, man. Get that belt
relax
off,
relax a
man.
Little bit.
They probably got the cell phone clip on the belt.
Yeah. No, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. That's all right, man. It was a good story.
Cell phone clip.
That cell phone clip.
I can picture it all in my mind.
Shoot, usually I'm thinking a pistol, but yeah, cell phone clip too.
New Balances on, maybe some grass stains at the bottom.
Definitely New Balance. Maybe Skechers if he's coming around.
In Texas, some boots, some cowboy boots.
Or that.
And Hush puppies.
Yeah, but good for him. By the way, I think O'Neal and Junior, they were serious. You know, the winner got $1 million for this thing. They got that chain, that trophy, and $1 million.
Woo! Love that money.
O'Neal Cruz makes $764,000 this
Double
year.
Double that income, didn't he?
He would have.
Would have.
Junior made $765,000. Cal Raleigh just signed for a four-year, $106 million deal. He's a one-on-one. Like he didn't get. Hey, Junior looked like, damn!
He was trying. No,
yeah, man. When it was over, he looked like he was like.
You know, that's a good point. It's crazy that I mean, I'm sure they want to. It's just a matter of getting invited. I'm surprised that more of them youngsters that ain't making that money yet aren't in there because they're battling their.
Oh, that's what. Oh, they were, man. That's $1 million.
Yeah.
Like whatever. That's gonna be more than that night. That's more than your salary. Shoot, Junior needed that. He needed that. Now, he's going to get paid now here in a second. He's going to go ahead and get paid in a little bit, but that would have been a big night for him, boy. I've been thinking this, and I'm just wondering if you all, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, and I hate to put this in your mind if this is not in your mind, but I do. I wonder.
Hold on, so.
Have you gotten past the point now in your baseball watching life that you see a guy like Cal Raleigh who's got 38 home runs at the break?
The big dumper.
Tyler's winner, who is on pace.
That is a great name, especially when you look at him, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Who's on pace to hit 64, 65 home runs.
Shout out Roger Maris.
His career high coming into this year is 34. Ooh. For the whole season.
What's he doing, y'all?
Have you gotten past the point where you don't see something like that and think, I wonder, is he juicing? Have you gotten past that? Because
never thought it once with this guy.
I'm just saying, there's a period after Yeah. McGuire and Palmeiro and all the guys that it's and Black Sosa. There was a time White Sosa is a different animal. But Black Sosa, there is a time where you look at it, I'm like, yo, man, like you have cleared by four by the All-Star break your career high.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Where is this? Like, there is a time, like I remember when Albert Pujols was hitting home runs, we were like, all right, man, he's juicing. Like, have we reached a point now where a guy can do something like that and you don't immediately start wondering, what's he on?
Well, I don't know how he survives nowadays. I mean, now that it's so public knowledge of...
Well, yeah, I just... But these dudes be finding ways around.
Well, the question is did he find the one that hadn't been quite tested yet and made it illegal yet, the next best thing kind of deal, and is he doping that way? I don't know.
I feel bad, and I hate that that's where my mind goes, but I'm like, where did Cal Raleigh come from? Aaron Judge, I can look at it, and we know what Tyler calls him, and you look at him, and you feel like, all right, man, I can see Aaron Judge.
Big-ass, ugly ogre.
60, yeah. He's hit. He's a... Cal Raleigh's out here catching every day. And he's at 38 home runs right now. And his career high is 34.
Fair thing to be wondering, but you definitely don't look at a Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, and think immediately like, oh, man, that dude's juicing. Because he's a little softer. He's got that Lance Bergman body type.
You think that's what's working for him is the softness of it?
Yes.
Cal Raleigh has been going. Have you thought like...
I haven't thought it once.
You haven't thought it once?
Mm-mm.
I hadn't either.
I have.
Maybe he's corking his bat.
I have been like, where is this
speaking
coming?
Of Sosa?
Well, he's got. They did. Didn't they lean into?
Because he's.
They lean into the torpedo bat last night and say that he's been.
Is that where he is?
They made a comment. I don't know if they were referring to him or not, but it was when he was up there breaking my heart or costing me money.
And also, I know he is. Yeah, he's not sitting games either as a catcher. He's played 94 games.
There you go.
His knees gotta be hurt.
Like, you know what I mean? Like the steroids or PEDs are not just about like getting you bigger, but also recovery too.
Yep.
I've always wondered how Cal Ripken Jr. just escaped that conversation. But I mean, like he's catching every day, and this dude is just a cliff. And I'm just like, I don't know. My man Ocho said, Ron, I absolutely think Cal Raleigh is using PEDs, but I don't care. I just don't get caught.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Someone said, I've been thinking that. I think he is sticking the needle in his ass. Yeah, or someone said it's the torpedo bat. It might be Courts.
It seems like it could be a bat different. For me, I don't know. It is hard. The way I'm wired.
Well, this is good, though. This is good, though, that we've reached maybe a point that we've gotten past the McGuire's and Sosa's and Palmeiro's
if he starts flirting with 70, I got after hitting 34, if he doubles his season output, I got to believe somebody's going to be analyzing that bat and that ass for needle tracks. I got a feeling that's going to happen.
Like that. Yeah, we've all of a sudden reached where Barry was just hitting 40-something and Barry just jumped up to 73.
Were y'all old enough to remember the McGuire?
Yes, yeah. I remember the
McGuire-Sosa head-to-heads.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of my first, like, core baseball.
I mean, even with the World Series here in Houston and being a Houston guy, I don't know that I've ever been more excited about watching baseball.
That was like the height. That was the height.
That was fun.
That was the height of baseball more recently, the 98 thing, because I can't remember the last time baseball had a moment from that time and now where you were watching stuff that didn't pertain to your home team.
And watching it amped up every night.
Like, yes. And we didn't have, in 98, the ability, like, you didn't have the MLB package like I have where you could just go. Like, you're sitting in here. Oh, and it was huge that Sammy played for the Cubs. Well, we broke a mic. It was huge that Sammy played for the Cubs because WGN, they were on there almost every night. And you could watch them. And they were doing the live look-ins.
I was about to say, I know as they got closer, SportsCenter would, like, cut in. And sure enough,
jumping out of my chair every time one of them hit a home run. I didn't have a fan. I didn't care either way who won it, who didn't. I remember watching them every night just hoping one of them would hit one out of the park and just come unglued.
Wanted to see the Sammy hop.
I was in there. I remember, I'm thinking, man, I am glued to Pirates Cubs right now.
This NL Central battle has got me on the edge of my seat.
And I know the Pirates weren't worth a damn, but I am glued to the Pirates and the Cubs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.